Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Can you smell it? I smell Augusta. Augusty Likens here today on 96.5 The Fan. We have made it, baby. It is Masters Thursday. You guys can talk about whatever you want. I won't listen.
Who's playing today?
Where do I start?
Are any of the good golfers going to tee off?
Oberg, Scheffler, McIlroy, Spieth, Thomas, Matsuyama, Lee, Langer.
What about Nicholson?
He'll play.
Tiger.
Nope.
Jack.
You already said him.
Oh. Freddie Couples.
Off. Yep.
Arnold. He's dead.
He's just a beverage now.
Bad. Is John Daly playing in this thing?
No. He's not allowed.
He's not allowed.
No, well he's never won it, and yeah. He hasn't qualified.
But he sets up a trailer across the street still, right?
Yeah, there's a Hooters in Augusta.
Yeah, okay, so he'll be over there doing that.
I think
that.
They filed for bankruptcy and shut a lot of stores down, so who knows?
Well, I mean, it is Augusta. You got to get that one up and running for the Masters, I would imagine. I'm still wondering why he blocked me on Twitter. Like, I've never had any interaction with John Daly in my life.
You guys don't seem like you would get along. And that's not a shot at you. I'm just saying, like,
well, it could be a shot at him.
Yeah, that guy, props to him, because his golf game, he just stopped working at it. Now he's still great.
Mm-hmm.
He would break 100 at Augusta.
Yeah.
Which, that's wild how that story developed yesterday with Drew Nixon. Like, he's going to go play at a qualifying tournament for the Korn Ferry Tour to see what he shoots to, like, gauge that. Between how he would shoot at Augusta.
That doesn't tell you anything. I mean,
well, it does.
It's like hitting a home run in Yankee Stadium going, that'll be, you know, like.
No, it tells you a lot because, like, the Korn Ferry is like it's like basically double A.
Right.
For golf.
Yeah.
And if you shoot like a 91 at that course, which is Falcon Lakes or Fred Urbanus, which is right by my house, which is a monster of a course, from the tips in the conditions, if you were to shoot like, and Drew's a really good golfer. Like, I'm not trying to shame Drew.
Mm-hmm.
But if you were to shoot like an 89 at a qualifying for Korn Ferry,
right,
you're not breaking 100 at Augusta. That would tell you right there. And his caddy?
I got you. Who's going to be? Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
Let me tell you something.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Tappy.
Yeah.
Caddy tap.
Oh, boy. Is Drew going to tap them in from the fringe then, too?
I mean, and I told Alex when we were leaving yesterday, he's like, dude, this is crazy. We got a guy from like the Korn Ferry Tour that's going to talk to Cody to get Drew there. Speck's going to give him the day off, which... weird, I guess we got to do something better, guys, to get a day off, apparently.
Yeah, wow.
And I was like, Alex, does Cody know what it's like to be a caddy? And he's like, what do you mean? I was like, he's like, tell him what to do, like, shot-wise. I'm like, no, dude, if Cody's a caddy, you're just a hype man. Like, hey, you got this? Hey, little win from the South, just, you know, trust your club and be a positive enforcement. It's more so like, I brought my clubs in today because it's Masters. I got a putting green, got the putter. Bob's going to take a stroke here in a little bit to see if he makes it. Mac made his first putt of the day. Woo. I couldn't believe it. But like dude, he's walking 18 with a bag on his back. Like, Cody's in for a day, dude.
Cody's going to have some sort of, like, injury afterwards.
You see Tim Kupp, right?
Yeah, exactly.
The guy with the TCU shirt. Yeah. He's like, all right, dude, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah. Hard to caddy, man.
It's tough, man. That's why you look at those caddies on the course. Look at their legs. I know that sounds weird. Look at those caddies' calves, man. They are, you won't see a lot of fat caddies out there, dude.
No, like, other than Fluff. Is he still around, by the way? Is he still Tiger's caddy?
No, Tiger's got a new caddy.
Oh. What happened to Fluff?
I don't know.
Is he dead?
You're always killing people, dude. I don't know.
I don't know.
I mean, Mac didn't know Arnold Palmer was dead. He's been dead for like 10 years.
Yeah, I mean, that guy's been gone for a while now, man. We lost Arnold, I mean, a long time ago.
We were naming golfers that weren't golfing. Yeah. Of course, I know he's dead.
Yeah, yeah. No, he's, that is probably the best beverage I think you can have.
The Arnold Palmer? Lemonade and iced tea?
You go to McAllister's and get a 75-25 Arnold Palmer?
Yeah, I like an Arnold Palmer without the lemonade. Just give me a straight iced tea. Just an Arnold, yeah. It is a very refreshing beverage.
Or the John Daly, which you were talking about, which is, you know, lemonade, Jack Daniels, and iced tea.
Or just Jack Daniels.
That's right.
Yeah, and crazy pants and a Marlboro Red.
No, but going back to John Daly, like, that guy is not, like, he's a boomer. But, like, I didn't think that he would take over the internet like he did. Like, he just goes out, plays barefoot, hangs darts, drinks, and just goes to the ball, looks at it. I mean, I would love to play around with him because he plays quick. Yeah. I love ready golf, which you're familiar with that term. Like, doesn't matter if you got a birdie and I got a bogey in the hole. Who's ever up on the tee box, just tee it up and hit it. Just go.
Yeah.
Your honors. We're not on the tour, Dave.
Right. Yeah.
Like, just hit the ball.
Just hit the ball and let's keep this thing moving. I got dinner tonight, you know? Like, let's move this thing along. So,
you guys in a hurry? No, we're just playing at a pace better than yours. Well, go ahead and play through then. Thank you.
Never see him again. And that guy, just go ahead and do it then. Okay, I will.
Somebody says, I thought Cody got kicked off being Drew's caddy.
Oh, maybe he did. I don't know.
See, if I was Drew, I'd want Alex to be my caddy, but he's got a little ginger back going on.
Yeah,
right
he's got a sore back.
I would want you
to be the caddy because you play golf, right? Like, you actually know something about the game.
I wasn't asked. I don't want to make it about me.
That's fair. I got you. Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, you don't want to make things about you. I understand.
I would love to if Drew needs me. Like,
yeah.
I'd give him a little bit of advice. I'd go out there and we'd each play a round together and be like, all right, so we remember this green. It slopes to the right. It does this. But, yeah, it'd be fun. I hope Drew does well.
Yeah.
I mean, like I said, him and Speck one-on-one, I don't know who wins. One's a lefty, one's a righty.
I'd like to see Drew qualify for the Masters.
Yeah, let's go. Let's do it.
Like, what if that story were to happen? Like, he goes to the Corn Ferry Tour, shoots like a, you know, finishes like top 20. And like, hey, man, by the way, you did qualify for another play-in tournament.
Yeah.
And then we never see him again. And
good for him. I hope he does.
A year from now, we're like, here's the kid from Indianapolis.
Yeah.
Used to be a producer.
That'd be outstanding, man. I'd root for him all day long, man. Yeah,
absolutely.
Let's go. Like, I'd love him to do that. That's what you want to do. Get promoted, right? And that's what he can do.
That's how those stories start.
Yeah. I mean, those are the great human interest stories that would captivate everybody. And then, you know, Tom Rinaldi can do a piece on you.
I mean, last year it was Will Shipley. Nobody knew who that was. He was an amateur that went to college. I think he went to Clemson. I think that's where he went to school. I believe, and he was the low amateur last year, so.
Good for him.
There will be a story that develops throughout the day. There'll be somebody that shoots, like, 8 under, and then, you know, the next thing you know, they'll shoot, like,
12 over.
Because if you play the morning tee times today, you'll play the evening tee times tomorrow, vice versa, whatever. But, yeah,
that's what happens. Somebody does great today, and everybody gets excited about him, and then by Saturday, you don't even know who that guy was anymore, right?
Yeah, I'm interested to see how Angel Cabrera does.
Yeah, because coming out of jail, it's tough, you know? You didn't have a lot of time to work on your stroke in the pen.
I mean, he was stroking in the pen.
Well, but it wasn't golf. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I wonder if he was gambling for cigs. That guy's a dart slayer.
Oh yeah, good for him.
I mean, there's nothing better than to see somebody do something that like bucks the trend.
And then people get mad. I can't think he's smoking. What are the children going to say? When tell your children not to smoke? I don't know.
Children are watching the Masters.
He's not a role model here. I mean, my God. But if you're doing it for the children,
Somebody says, would Rob Maloney make the Masters? As they get his name shouted out once a day on the show?
Yeah, absolutely, he would. Yeah, we talk about him on the leaderboard all day.
Speaking of the leaderboard, we will give you updates as it goes along, and that is brought to you by Twin Peaks Eats, Drinks, Scenic Views.
Yeah, well, there you go. I love the leaderboard. What I love last night is the NBA captivated me, and I'm not an NBA fan. And I think the NBA last night captivated a lot of people.
Seemed like an NBA fan the last couple days.
Well, it's the drama of the NBA that's good. I could care. I didn't. the basketball, I'd close my drapes if they were playing in my backyard. I've said that numerous times. I don't care about the sport. I think the sport's terrible, but I'd love to
run outside.
I know. I'd close the blinds and go upstairs, turn out the lights. Yeah, have fun. See you
later.
I
wouldn't care if it was Memphis versus, I guess Memphis is good. I wouldn't care if it was Charlotte versus Portland. I'd be out there like sitting cross-legged.
Sitting there watching it now. Me, I don't know. You're making too much noise.
One guy that went to IHOP and sat like
that's right. Remember that guy? He was a cheerleader back in the day.
That's right.
You made me lose my train of thought on that one, because that's a really good one right there. But it kind of captivated, because it was a great human interest story last night. And I think a lot of sports fans, you know, we get captivated by that kind of stuff. Seeing Luka return to Dallas last night, seeing him cry in the pregame stuff, seeing the way that the Anthony Davis LeBron stuff went down last night, like the drama that the NBA provides and the storylines that the NBA provides are just fantastic. I mean, there's so much drama in that sport. There's so much drama there compared to any other sport. Like, they do a great job of marketing their product off the court and keeping people engaged. It is a great soap opera. We talk about it with the NFL all the time. But last night, you saw that human emotion from Luka, man. You saw a guy who did not want to be traded from that team. He didn't care if they were any good or not. Like, he really wanted to be there. And you don't see many people in sports, players in sports, that want to be at a certain location, and then the team says, all right, see you later, you're gone. And then the emotion, 66 days after he was traded, that dude's still crying because he had to leave Dallas, man. I thought that was cool to see that last night.
And then dropped a 40-piece on
him. 46 last night, too, right?
Which, where were we?
Yeah, I don't know why. We overthought that. We all sat here.
I said it in the studio with you guys. Luka for 30 tonight, and everyone's like, well.
No, I was like, it's a good
bet. But then we were like, he played last night.
Yeah, we played last night.
And got ejected because he yelled at a fan. The referee made it about him.
And they rescinded that, which is good on the NBA. I know you still got kicked out of the game and all, but at least the NBA, you know, straightened that thing out and said, all right, we're going to rescind this technical foul. We made a mistake here.
Well, they should have done it in the game.
Well, of course.
Because you had, and I get everybody thinks LeBron's a crybaby, which, whatever your opinion of LeBron is, it is. But, like, you had four different players on the team be like, dude, he wasn't talking to you. He was talking to the fan.
Right.
First off, get that fan season tickets. Mm-hmm. Because if you can distract an athlete of that caliber to get kicked out of a game without interfering other than your mouth, like,
I wonder what he said, man. He probably said something about his mom or something like that, right? Like, that's the one that gets you kind of going, isn't it?
I mean, have you seen Luka's mom?
Yeah.
Mm. Brioche.
Brioche for sure.
People forget. It's like, Luka's only 25. Yeah, his mom's like 38.
Dusty just crossed over to the old man stage. He's checking out the moms now instead of the sisters, right?
Yep. Yeah, Daddy, exactly. I've been there, man. You go to Target at 2:00, go to clearance aisle over there, the arts and crafts section. Oh, I'm just getting a candle. Yeah, lilac. I think that smells good.
It's a good smelling candle.
Mm. Yeah, the NBA last night was awesome, though. Yeah, the Warriors lost on a buzzer beater to a team that was on their, who was used to be on their team, Harrison Barnes. And now they got knocked down to the play-in, so.
We're down to 1 to 2 games left.
Two to three, depending on
who's going to fire their coach with one game to go. Who's going to be the next one?
J.J. Redick.
J.J. Redick should get fired. But, you know,
and he's the only coach of the year.
Yeah, I'm sure he will. Congratulations to him for that. But I was watching hockey as well last night because it was Rangers and Flyers, and John Davidson and Sam Rosen were doing their final game together. And they were the voices of the Rangers when I was growing up. So I flipped that on for a little nostalgia. Cool. And that was a lot of fun to see, you know, those two guys kind of back in the booth together. So there was a lot going on in sports last night in the arena leagues of sports. There was so much going on from the NBA. Hockey had, you know, their best foot forward as well last night. So I just thought it was a really good night just to kind of sit back and kind of consume some sports. Maybe you don't normally have the opportunity, you know, to consume. And I think, you know, everybody was kind of dialed in to see what was going to go on down there in Dallas. And then more conspiracy theories continue to flow and all that kind of stuff. And people get excited about that.
Does that annoy you about the NBA that a lot of people enjoy the drama more than the game? Because you're a big diehard NBA guy. Like, I'd say I'm like probably like 70% NBA fan, whereas you're probably 100. Do you find that annoying that like Stephen A and like the Luka drama? Cause like, I don't know.
It's frustrating some of it, but I also think it's good for the sport. Like, I like the drama aspect of it, but it's frustrating when like you see a Sports Center page post 20 Bronny posts and post two posts about the Oklahoma City Thunder are the best team in the league. And it's like, all right, that sucks. But that's where it is. Yeah, that's where the sport's at.
But the Oklahoma City Thunder doesn't drive the needle. You know what drives the needle? Conflict. You know,
drives the needle is SportsCenter and people who post sports and have a million followers. They could put the Thunder in your face.
They
choose not to.
But they're not interesting, right? They're just not. I mean, I don't care that they're winning basketball games. It's not interesting at all for the casual fan. What's interesting is LeBron, drama, Luka, coaches getting fired. You know, look at what's the biggest story in the NFL right now? We're talking about Aaron Rodgers. That's drama. Yeah. We're talking about the draft of Shedeur Sanders slipping. It's all the off the court and off the field stuff that everybody can gravitate to, because not everybody sits down and has time to watch games every night. They just don't. But everybody has an opinion on drama, on off the court stuff. That's what drives the needle. That's what moves people forward. And that's what gets people listening, talking. And, you know, nobody's going to go and say, wow, did you see that game last night and the way Luka played? They're going to go, man, did you see the way Anthony Davis snubbed LeBron?
Yeah, of course.
Did you see the way that, you know, Luka came back and cried? Like, it's all that human emotion stuff that everybody can have a say on and a take on. Because for the most part, these games take place. You watch a couple of minutes here and a couple of minutes there. But the drama stuff just continues to roll and roll and roll. It's like TNT, we've got drama, right? They do in the NBA.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails. Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre packs starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.